detail. The state has insisted before the South African Supreme Court of Appeal that the body of the late 6th President, Edgar Lungu, should be repatriated to Zambia for a state funeral and burial. The Zambian government, through its lawyer, Ben Stoop, submitted that former President Lungu should be accorded a normal burial, with President Hakainde Hichilema presiding over the funeral proceedings. He contended that the deceased was a national asset and not for his family, but the nation, adding that the public's interest must override the family's interest. However, the Lungu family argued that the Zambian government has no right to override the wishes of the widow, Mrs. Esther Lungu, and the deceased. The argument follows an appeal case concerning the repatriation and burial of former President Lungu, who died on June 5, 2025. The court has since reserved judgment to a later date. Police in Lusaka have recorded a warn and caution statement from former intelligence chief Xavier Chungu, for the offence of communicating certain information contrary to the State Security Act of the Laws of Zambia. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says Mr. Chungu allegedly disclosed the confidential information to the public on May 24, 2026, which he accessed during his time in public office. Mr. Chilavi said Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and that investigations into the matter are ongoing. He has added that the Zambia Police Service will continue to provide updates to the public as investigations progress.
It is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed to the public information entrusted to him in confidence, to which he had access by virtue of his position as a person who held office under the government of the Republic of Zambia. Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and investigations into the matter are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service will continue to provide updates to the public as investigation progresses.
Government has launched the groundbreaking of the construction of the 40 kilometers road project from T4 Great East Road to Shikabeta Chiefdom in Rufunsa District. Speaking at the ceremony, Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama said the project is part of the construction of 119.2 kilometers of feeder roads in Rufunsa and Luanga districts at a cost of 230 million kwacha, and is expected to be completed by December 2026. Professor Malama said government remains committed to improving connectivity in all parts of the country to spur development and economic activities. And Road Development Agency Board Chairperson Eugene Hazele said the road network will improve access to markets, hospitals, schools and other economic opportunities for residents. Meanwhile, Chief Shikabeta has applauded government in ensuring inclusive development to all parts of the country. Musician and radio host Madaliso Piri, commonly known as Daliso, is expected to take plea on June 1, 2026 before the Road Transport and Safety Agency Fast Track Court in a case in which he is charged with driving without a license. Mr. Piri is facing one count of driving without a valid license, contrary to the Road Traffic Act of the Laws of Zambia. The offence is alleged to have occurred on April 27, 2026, at around 23:04 hours, opposite Puma Filling Station in Lusaka. Earlier, he appeared before Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Ntandose Chabala, who allocated the matter to Magistrate Moffat Piri. It is alleged that he drove a Nissan March vintage along Motiotunia Road without a valid driving license for that class of vehicle.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority says it is working towards opening 10 service centers across the country aimed at improving customer care services and accessibility. Speaking during the ZRA Open Day, ZRA Director General Dingani Banda said the initiative is intended to reduce the long distances people travel to access ZRA services. Mr. Banda has explained that the authority wants to ensure that every citizen has access to ZRA services within a radius of 150 kilometers. He said the planned service centers will help improve efficiency, convenience and service delivery to taxpayers and members of the public.
We want to bring ZRA services closer to the people, okay? We want a model whereby ZRA services should be easily accessible. You can imagine a person in Mpika, they have to go to Chesari for taxpayer services. But starting from this year, we are opening 10 service centers. These are service centers where you come to ask questions and to be educated. Not for us to enforce taxes per se. The key mandate will be for them to be educating people.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news. 8 students alleged to have been involved in a suspected arson attack at a Kenyan girls' school that killed 16 pupils have been arrested, police say. The fire in the early hours of Thursday morning at the Utumishi Girls Academy in Gilgil, about 120 kilometers northwest of the capital city, Nairobi, tore through the upper floor of a dormitory which had 135 bunk beds. The National Police Service said in a statement after interviews with students and staff and a forensic review of CCTV footage that 8 pupils at the school were identified as persons of interest in connection with the planning and execution of the fire. The BBC has more.
The police in Kenya say 8 students have been held on suspicion of arson after a fire tore through a dormitory at a girls' boarding school in the Rift Valley town of Gilgil on Thursday, killing 16 children. The Directorate of Criminal Investigation says they're being questioned as persons of interest. The head of NATO, Mark Rutte, says the military alliance is ready to defend every inch of its territory after an apartment block in Romania was hit during a Russian drone attack on Ukraine. 2 people were injured in the strike in the city of Galați, close to the Ukrainian border. It's the first time a residential building in Romania has been hit since the war began. The former head of the Chinese temple, known as the birthplace of Kung Fu, has been sentenced to 24 years in jail for crimes including embezzlement. Xie Yongxin, the one-time abbot of the Shaolin Temple, was arrested last year.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And in sports news, Copper Queens coach Nora Hopley has summoned 29 players for the FIFA Window for Nations tournament to be held from June 1 to 9 in Doha. Hopley has drafted 11 foreign-based players, with 3 more players on standby due to medical and administrative processes, which could potentially take the number to 32. United States of America domiciled trio of skipper Barbara Banda, the Imperius, Rachel Kondananji, and the jet-heeled Prisca Chilofia is part of the cast that will also see Mexico-based Grace Chanda in the fray. The Turkey-based duo of Lushoma Mwemba and Martha Tembo are also in the squad. The squad also has a mix of the best-performing local players from the just-ended Zambian Premier League and some of the youngest promoted to the senior setup. That item brings us to a recap of the top star stories. The state has insisted before the South African Supreme Court of Appeal that the body of the late 6th President Edgar Lungu should be repatriated to Zambia for a state funeral and burial. Police in Lusaka have recorded a warning caution statement from former intelligence chief Xavier Chungu for the offence of communicating certain information contrary to the State Security Act of the Laws of Zambia. And in international news, 8 students alleged to have been involved in a suspected arson attack at a Kenyan girls' school that killed 16 pupils have been arrested, police say. That's our bulletin for 18 hours. I'm Mwansa Manakama. Good evening and God bless. We'll be right back.
Global Free News.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data.